I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Violence in India rages against one woman, but this time not from Hindu extremists. Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs reports.
In this case, we're talking about radical Muslims who were offended that a Muslim woman left Islam to follow Jesus Christ.
This attack happened during the woman's Bible study, just months after she'd been beaten. This time, the extremists threatened to burn her house down if she continued the Bible study. Nettleton points out,
this is a lady who's only been a believer less than a year and already has faced significant persecution twice in her young life of faith.
We turn next to Pakistan, where Bibles for the World is defying logic. Despite heavy persecution, Moy Pudaiti says,
our pastor friend has sent us emails and telephoned us with urgent requests for Bibles, New Testaments, and Gospels.
The request is a part of a major discipleship movement. Their partner has the connections to distribute the scriptures throughout the country, so they're printing 150,000 copies of the Gospel of John for the first run. It costs just 25 cents to print and distribute the Gospel of John in Pakistan, a minimal investment in an eternal outcome. And an attack on a village in northeastern Cameroon killed 6 people. A neighboring village led the assault for the hot commodity of clean drinking water and other resources. A team from Wycliffe Associates witnessed the attack while on a mission to install biosand water filters in the wells of the village. After seeing firsthand what thirst and hunger can drive people to, the team repaired damaged homes and installed the filters for clean water. To read more, you can go to our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.